Wait, causing delays from I-95. That's your South Florida traffic.
WZAB, Sweetwater, South Florida's only entrepreneurs station.
I'm starting a new company, and the fish will come with me.
880, The Biz.
The following program is sponsored by James Freed.
880, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda. I really appreciate all my fans and everybody else. It's just tremendous. Happy 4th of July week, everybody. I hope everybody had a safe holiday. A lot of people are still out and having a good time. Got a great show for you today. We've got psychologist Dr. Michael Broder. He's the author of the new book, The 7 Steps to Your Best Life, The Stage Climbing Solution for Living the Life You Were Born to Live. He's tremendous. You're going to love this. If you need to unblock your focus, this is the guy to listen to. And then we're going to also have Dr. Manny Johnson. He's our expert on CBD. We're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of CBD. Manny is ill today, so we're going to replay his interview from last week, which got more hits than any other interview I've done on the show. That's right. So make sure you stick with us for the whole show. We're going to have great information that you can put to use today to make your life better. So, Wanda, take it away and rock the house. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know, they've got their great store selling Audis up in Gainesville, and down in the Keys, they've got a store that sells them all. But hey, maybe you're looking for a good paying job with great benefits. Well, if you are, the Warren Henry Automotive Team is looking for technicians. Join them Monday, July 29th. 12 noon to 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the FIU Covens Conference Center up at the Biscayne Boulevard campus, 3000 Northeast 151 Street in North Miami. Food and refreshments will be served. Remember, Warren Henry is one of the best dealerships to work for, 5 years running, and they'll offer medical, dental, vision, 401k match, life and disability, and much more. So all auto technicians, come that day. Bring your resume. Join the team. That's right. Again, you can get more information by going to whajobs.com. whajobs.com. It's a great place, and it's your chance to join the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Was that really you?
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Thank you so much, Wanda. You got to pay those people just a little bit more on those promos next time. We're here with Dr. Michael S. Broder. He's a psychologist. He's a best-selling author. He's a speaker. And you'll see right now, he's also a media personality, and he's a coach to high achievers just like you. We're going to talk about his brand new book, The 7 Steps to Your Best Life, The Stage Climbing Solution for Living the Life You Were Born to Live. Wow, what a great title. Welcome to the show, Dr. Broder.
Thank you so much for having me, Jim.
It's my absolute pleasure. So let's start out by talking about what makes your 7 steps a little bit different than some of the other things that we read about to help our lives.
Well, the answer is inside you. Every one of your listeners is walking around with a zone of genius that they would naturally and organically be able to access. In fact, part of it you may have already accessed. But in other areas of life, it's blocked by a number of emotional obstacles, fears, inability, self-doubt, and a whole variety of things that we can talk about. Once that is cleared away, you're there. Now, the other thing that makes it a little bit different is that 7 Steps to Your Best Life is not a feel good book only. If you to get the effect of this, to be able to access this part of yourself that virtually every high achiever that I've worked with in the last 40 years, and I've worked with them all in business, politics, sports, performance, the professions, et cetera,
now on the radio.
And I was on the radio for 17 years in Philadelphia and New York. That's right.
Oh, there you go, right
exactly
there.
Right.
There you go.
So
So then you're telling me that everybody has the capacity inside, but something is blocking them. Is that right?
That's right.
So how do we get rid of this? Right. How do we get rid of this block? Because I personally agree with you. I think that everybody's got an innate positive energy to help them succeed, but many people are blocked. How can we help them succeed?
Well, it's a 7-step process, and I'll just run through the steps very quickly. You know, the first step is taking the initiative, and that might sound very obvious, but I run into so many people who just don't do that. They feel helpless to do that. They feel as though they're not going to do it. They're full of self-doubt. And getting through that is a series of involves hardwiring a series of new attitudes I teach you how to do. And that's the first step. The second step is being self-disciplined and staying on track, on focus. Because once we connect you to your passions, that's the train that takes you to your uniqueness. You know, we don't choose our passions. They choose us. We only have the choice of whether to pursue them.
Yeah, weather is the big thing. Most people won't do it. You got to get off the bed, get out of bed, get up and go.
Get up and go. And the third step is getting off of your comfort zone, which I call your comfortable state of discomfort. That is, for example, a relationship that isn't working, but that you stay in. A job that you hate, but for some reason are afraid to leave. This is getting off of your comfort zone is crucial. And And I have never met a high achiever that hasn't had to face that in at least one area of his or her life.
Yeah. If your dreams don't make you feel uncomfortable, switch your dreams.
Okay. What's that?
You gotta have dreams. You gotta have aspirations that make you uncomfortable.
Right. The book according to Freed.
Hey now. This is the footnotes here. We're doing footnotes. Doctor, you're tremendous.
I love the way you put that. I'm looking for a pen to write that down.
You could have it. We're collaborators, Doctor. We're collaborators. You're right down the middle of the fairway for me and Wanda. You're great. I want you to keep up. I wish there were 14. Let's go to around, I think, 4.
Okay, 4 is your fears. And your fears have to do with things like failure. The only way you can really fail is to not do it.
There you go.
If you don't succeed the way you want to succeed, then that's the best learning there is. And nobody, I mean, you can read the biographies of the best geniuses of all time, the Einsteins, the Edisons, the Steve Jobs, the Bill Gates. They all had tremendous failures that they learned from and then used that knowledge to become mega successes.
Yes.
So the fourth step is really converting fear to courage. And courage is nothing more than an attitude, Jim.
That's right. That's right. 100%. Oh, doctor, you're tremendous. I hope everybody's taking notes on this. This is great stuff. You have to have the courage to do all of this. It takes courage.
That's exactly right. Courage to be different and understand that sometimes people are going to reject you for succeeding out of envy. Practically all high achievers that I have worked with have been distressed over losing people they thought were friends because they
got jealous. They get jealous. They feel uncomfortable with your success. They go, why not me?
That's right.
You have to ignore that. You can't let that drag you down.
But there is an answer to that question. Why not me? The answer is because you haven't done the work.
Get off the couch. There you go, Wanda. Got to get off the couch. Got to have the strength. Got to have the courage. Got to have a plan. Got to find your passion. How am I doing so far, Doctor?
Oh, you're right on target. In fact, you're a little ahead of me.
He's a high achiever.
The passion part.
Sorry, but one of these sevens is going to get
no,
me.
No, I know. I can tell.
One of the sevens will get me.
Your DNA is like a visible aura.
Yes,
risk-taking
bulldozer. That's me. Risk-taking bulldozer. Okay, I think we're at 5, right. Or are we at 6? What are we?
Okay, we're at 5 now. Okay. 5 is dealing with stressors, overwhelm.
Oh.
One of the things that society has turned us into is a bunch of role jugglers.
Yes.
And most people see themselves as the sum of their role. And when that happens, it's kind of like, again, a juggler, keep only so many balls in the air.
I'm guilty. Yes. Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged. I told you I'd be bad on one of these. I really try to internalize it. What's the secret? How do I do better on that one?
Well, what you really need to do is first recognize it. That's the number one thing.
Check.
And then the attitude that we hardwire is that of rising above your roles, so that the roles serve you rather than rule you.
I'm the sum of the roles.
If you're being ruled by your roles, to use a terrible cliche, that is like the tail wagging the dog. You want to rise above your roles so that they serve you.
Oh, I'm working on that.
And again, people say, oh, my God, well, that I can't do, children and this and that and this and that. But you can. And And again, there are proven strategies for doing that, because once you get past the fifth step, then you're in that zone. You're in that zone of your highest potential, your zone of genius. And that's where you're governed by your unique passions. And that's where no therapist can tell you what to do. They can only help you, give you more ways. When I say no therapist, I mean no therapist, no book, no anything can tell you what to do. They can only give you more ways to access that inner wisdom.
That's
because
right.
Because once you get through those first five steps, you've gotten the blocks out of the way. Now you're ready to operate with your unique passions, and that's where the magic comes in. At that point, you are in part one of living your best life.
Oh.
The seventh step is going beyond yourself, and that's where self-gratification just stops being fulfilling. So that's where you want to turn your energies to the larger world.
Oh, you're my soulmate, doctor. I love you. You should only see the video of what's going on in this. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing. You know, I do the radio show. It's my passion. It kept me alive with this passion, and I found it, and now I'm making it a central core. Wanda's there, too. High five, Wanda.
He's Popeye.
Oh, yeah. I'm being Popeye right now. Popeye. I'm being Popeye. I'm making the Popeye thing here. You're just tremendous, Doc. Can you stick with us and do another segment, please?
I'd be delighted.
I want to hear some of these strategies. Not all of them, because people need to buy the book, but at least one or two, okay? All right, Wanda, take us away. We're going to have some great positive energy music, and then we're going to be back here with, I got to say it this way, my becoming good friend, Dr. Michael Broder, PhD, from Philadelphia.
Your boy picked up a residency in Vegas, making history, performing amongst the greatest. My father brought boats over in the 80s. Now I godfather my own shit, man, it's crazy. This is all by design. 100 million and I'm still on the grind. 8 billion views and I'm still on the climb. I'm trying to deal with Florida, now Miami's all man. I'm free, baby. Bang, I give, baby. Let me show you how I live and let you live, baby. Let's be free, baby, and cruise the world. Are you with it, girl? I'm free.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know, they've got their great store selling Audis up in Gainesville, and down in the Keys, they've got a store that sells them all. But hey, maybe you're looking for a good paying job with great benefits. Well, if you are, the Warren Henry Moat Automotive Team is looking for technicians. Join them Monday, July 29th. 12 noon to 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the FIU Covens Conference Center up at the Biscayne Boulevard campus, 3000 Northeast 151 Street in North Miami. Food and refreshments will be served. Remember, Warren Henry is one of the best dealerships to work for, 5 years running, and they'll offer medical, dental, vision, 401k match, life and disability, and much more. So all auto technicians, come that day. Bring your resume. Join the team. That's right. Again, you can get more information by going to whajobs.com. whajobs.com. It's a great place, and it's your chance to join the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome. Be daring, be kind, choose kindness.
Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you, Wanda, and I'm glad you've been paying those people a little bit more to do all that work with you. And we're back again live here with Dr. Michael Broder. He's the author of the new book, 7 Steps to Your Best Life, the Stage Climbing Solution for Living the Life You Were Born to Live. Now, in the first segment, we went through the 7 stages of so people could define where they are, where they got to go, or how they got to get there. In this segment, maybe we could give them a couple tips, not all the tips, but a couple tips. You got a couple favorites that you can help us with, Doctor?
Well, I can. I have many. I have many. the most important, let me tell you a couple of the most important
ones. Please, please, please.
The most important ones are to recognize that whenever you are seeing yourself as unable to fulfill a goal or a dream, that you're really acting on a hook that's probably been with you since infancy. You know, we as infants, we are helpless, but we have what most of us have, what I call hooks to the lower stages of our life,
right?
Of our lives. And once you recognize that you're telling yourself something that isn't true, The next thing is you've got to start taking steps. So let's say we're talking about a career change. I work with a lot of people on career changes.
Sure.
And starting businesses and things like that.
It takes courage.
You've got to then make some master goals with sub goals, get the help and support you need to optimize the mission that you're working on, and allow for some failure. Allow those things to happen. When you start having the fears, you've got to ask yourself questions like, okay, suppose I drop this right now. For example, let's say you're in a relationship that isn't working. Or you're trying to, or you want to change your relationship status in some way, and apply this to a career or virtually anything else. When you start having the fears, ask yourself: suppose I listen to those fears. Suppose I let them govern me. How am I going to feel about that 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Well,
and one of my favorite techniques is to have you project ahead and look back at the your life as it is right now, imagining that you've actually reached your goal, you've manifested your dream, and then make a list of how you got there, got in quotes, because you're not there, you're projecting ahead. This is like a visualization.
Sure.
And once you've done that, take a look at that list, and that is a rough draft of your to-do list.
That's tremendous. You know, it's absolutely right, and part of that to-do list better be to get rid of all of the people that aren't your cheerleaders, people that aren't coaching you on, because I found that the most important aspect of reaching your goals is getting rid of the distractions and the people that say no. The other thing that I found is when my brain starts to give me negative self-talk, I told you I'd get there. Negative self-talk.
Yep.
I try to identify it and then counter it with the truth. Because the truth is extraordinarily powerful. Extraordinarily powerful. And if you strip away the fear and look at the facts and analyze the facts in a truthful way, you'll be able to determine what you need to do to course correct.
And incidentally, the truth as what you're calling the truth, I'll call your affirmations.
Okay, fair
they
enough.
They are the new, your new chosen attitudes to have.
Correct.
And one of the things that I teach you in Seven Steps to Your Best Life is how to hardwire an attitude, because an attitude is nothing more than a thinking habit, and it takes about somewhere between 3 and 6 weeks to kick in to where that becomes your default habit. So if your default habit is going toward fear, that can be turned around very quickly using paint by the numbers techniques.
That's very important.
And then you can apply that to virtually any area of your life, because once you're able to convert fear to courage, you're unstoppable at that point. Then it's a matter of then you know the rest of the steps. When I say you, I'm talking to every one of your listeners. Nobody knows, by the way, what is in that zone of genius until you get there. And anybody who tries to tell you is kidding you. I can tell you how to get there, and once you get there, your questions will be answered.
See, 100% right. And I want to go back to the thing about doing too many things at once. How can you be doing all these different things and have them all be your genius thing, when really the genius thing is probably a commonality that runs through them all, and you need to synthesize them and focus on that? I think in that you can tell when somebody's doing that because they're happy.
Multitasking is overrated.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, multitasking, that's correct. Multitasking usually dilutes each of the tasks, so it takes away from the enjoyment of each task. I mean, if there is enjoyment,
doctor,
you know, I'll watch a movie while I'm writing my checks.
Doesn't happen.
But yes,
we've only got a minute left. What I'd like to do is I'd like to have you leave our listeners with your final thought. But before I do, I want to say that this is Dr. Michael Broder. He's the author of the new book, 7 Steps to Your Best Life, The Stage Climbing Solution for Living the Life You Were Born to Live. I'm sure it's available everywhere, doctor.
Yes, it is. It's available. It's, by the way, Amazon is featuring it as one of their cheap Kindles this week.
So hey, beautiful.
It's a good place to get it. And on my website, which is michaelbroder.com, if you go to my website, I have tons of complimentary audio programs that would help you with each of the steps.
I'm putting you on bookmark.
So there is no excuse not to work on what I call your best life or your highest potential.
Well, my passion is going to be talking to you some more, I think. I think that's going to be my passion. Wanda, can we get him back, do you think?
For sure.
All right, doctor.
Anytime, Jim. You're a joy.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you can see that I found my passion. My passion is the radio, especially when Wanda's warming up. Again, we've been with Dr. Michael Broder. You can go find all of his work at michaelbroder.com. You can get his book.
Wait, doctor? Is it Dr. Michael Broder?
Is it D-R or is it just michaelbroder.com?
It's both. Both of them will get you to the
awesome.
Sorry, you know, what can I say? I'm detail-oriented. Part of my passion. 7 Steps to Your Best Life. I love the guy's laugh. The story of climbing, oh, I can't even read it anymore.
You can do it.
I can.
Yes,
I'm going to put
can.
My glasses
stage climbing
back.
It's the stage climbing
solutions.
Stage climbing is the technique. The stage climbing solution for living the life you were born to live. And the stage climbing refers to climbing the stages where you may be stuck in your life.
Everybody, we're going to get off the schneid. We got to get off the schneid. We got to break through the blockage.
Is that Jewish?
Huh? Yeah. No, I don't think it is. I don't think getting off the schneid is Jewish.
I don't know that one then.
Well, that's just one of those. We have to look that up when we get off the air. Doctor, thank you so much. Sorry for the side kibitz. Now that is Yiddish.
That is.
Okay. And we'll be back with more. Yeah, we'll be back with more good Dr. Broder stuff sometime in the future. And we're going to come right back with Manny Johnson. Manny got ill, so we got to replay Manny's interview from last week. But I can tell you right now, I got more hits than just about anything other than Dr. Broder's section. on our website all about the good, the bad, the ugly of CBD. That's right, Dr. Broder. That's another topic for another day.
It's all feeling good.
It's all about feeling good and doing it the right way. We'll be back after this. Wanda, take it away and play some inspirational, high-profile, great music for Dr. Broder.
Freedom. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Yeah, long, long, long.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know, they've got their great store selling Audis up in Gainesville, and down in the Keys, they've got a store that sells them all. But hey, maybe you're looking for a good paying job with great benefits. Well, if you are, the Warren Henry Automotive Team is looking for technicians. Join them Monday, July 29th. 12 noon to 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the FIU Covens Conference Center up at the Biscayne Boulevard campus, 3000 Northeast 151 Street in North Miami. Food and refreshments will be served. Remember, Warren Henry is one of the best dealerships to work for, 5 years running, and they'll offer medical, dental, vision, 401k match, life and disability, and much more. So all auto technicians, come that day. Bring your resume. Join the team. That's right. Again, you can get more information by going to whajobs.com. whajobs.com. It's a great place, and it's your chance to join the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Hi, everybody. Looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. We've got Manny Johnson on. He's the founder of Organican Group up in Orlando. He's got a bunch of doctors and PhDs that work with him to generate great ideas and good concepts on medical cannabis. He's been testifying all over the country and helping folks set the rules up. Manny, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's good to be back. I'm really enjoying the music, by the way.
That's all Wanda.
Thank you, Manny.
That's all Wanda. Freedom, 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 freedom. Okay, so let's talk about hemp versus cannabis, Manny. Hemp has been approved now across the country in the Farm Bill. They're waiting for the Agriculture Commissioner of the state of Florida to set the rules here. We know who that is. So what are you having involvement with that at all? What's going on with that, Manny?
Well, I was involved with the Rocky Mountain Hemp Society 6 years ago with some friends that I had met in Colorado. And they were very, very progressive in this movement. And they started growing hemp, and they're still growing hemp. Colorado is not your ideal place to grow because of the altitude. With my, you know, the PhD doctors that I work with, we developed the first and only USDA certified products for use on cannabis in the United States. So we have soil amendments, pest inhibitors, and fertilizers for not only marijuana, which is a form of cannabis, but also for hemp. So hemp is like something we love because we see the great things that it does. You see the great things that it's going to do. And it is, like you said, freedom, okay? We've now got freedom.
So
hemp
what
got stuck in the corner with marijuana, and it just went away.
Talk about the difference, Manny. What's the difference between marijuana and hemp?
Okay. Hemp is by the federal government, the International Drug Committee, hemp is defined as having 0.3 or below percent THC. So there is no psychoactive effect of it. You couldn't get high on it at all. But it seems that tiny bit of THC is needed in order for it to have some of the medicinal effects that it is showing that it does have. So it's a, low THC. It's got a variety of uses, okay? It's been, some of the largest growers of hemp in Europe are car manufacturers, and they're using it to replace the plastics in their cars because hemp can be used for a plastic substitute. It can be used, it has a great RH factor, so hempcrete is actually stronger than concrete, and it actually has a better insulation value. You can make a wood product out of hemp that you would swear is wood. So
why are we not using these substitutes now, Manny?
Buddy, it's got, hemp, like I said, hemp got cursed just like marijuana did. I mean, okay, hemp is in the same genus. It's in the cannabis genus.
Mm-hmm.
It's cannabis, cannabis sativa L.
Okay.
And you've got cannabis ruderalis and you've got cannabis indica. And so it's in the same genus, so what the federal government did was just make the entire genus illegal.
And to the government to take the easy way out.
Well, there was a whole lot of people involved, and there was a lot of politics, as usual. William Randolph Hearst ran, Hearst Publications, and he had these tremendous investments in lumber and timber in the Northwest. And, he wanted to use that. Okay. Well, you can either grow a tree for 10 years to get the pulp, or you can grow, hemp for 4 months and harvest it. And you can make paper out of it. You can make a fabric for clothing. You can make textiles. You can make the hempcrete we've been talking about. What I love, and I've seen this, and I'm working on a project with this right now, is a plastic substitute. It looks just like plastic, and it's biodegradable.
So I could make plastic straws out of this?
Positively could.
Wow. Why
great
are we
for our oceans? And huh?
And just imagine what this did.
It is going to happen.
It's great.
Oh. It is going to happen. This is going to be, hemp is going to be the biggest thing that could ever happen to the farmers in the United States of America right now.
Fantastic.
Because farmers have been getting killed by the pricing that have been, the cuts and cuts and cuts of all the South American and Latin American, Central American and foreign, fruits and vegetables that come into the country. And they've been getting hurt badly. So this can be, and this will be. I guarantee you, I've talked with some of the large tobacco conglomerates as a consultant, and they're planning on taking all the tobacco growers and trying to move them into hemp as fast as they possibly can.
Well, I'll bet it helps them keep their supply chain in place, because those tobacco growers have to be having a slack in demand for their tobacco.
Well, sure they do. Plus, tobacco is the lawsuits are never going to stop.
No, they're not.
They're getting worse and worse and worse, and the tobacco industry knows that, so they've got to look for alternatives. So they're going to be huge into this. Farmers, you know, there's a lot of farming activity. I've been doing a lot of work up in Illinois, in Indiana, Wisconsin. One of the PhDs who's on our team, she has one of the licenses in South Carolina, and she's growing a hunt. She grew 40 acres last year of hemp, and she's growing 100 this year because that's what their laws, you know, allow. We've been supplying Kentucky for the last 3 years through Organican Group with the organic products to get the soil ready so that, it, you know, you can get the soil ready with soil amendments to get the soil to where it's pure. Because one thing you have to realize, if you start to plant hemp, it's going to pull up the good, bad, and ugly out of that soil.
Well, what do you mean by that, Manny?
It's a bioremediation product. It will, I mean, it was actually planted around Chernobyl to pull some of the radioactive wastes out of the soils there. It's been used a lot in bioremediation around rivers in China, Indonesia, India. It'll start to be used a whole lot more here. It'll be used with oil spills. There's products they're developing with hemp, with the bast cells of the hemp, which are the long, long cells inside of the hemp plant. So you can take those strips and you can make a product that when there's an oil spill, you put it in with the oil spill, it absorbs the oil spill, and then you haul it away.
Wow.
So there's going to be bioremediation in lakes, rivers, land. It's going to be, you know, a tremendous, tremendous benefit just for that.
Now, Manny, I want to take a quick break here because I want to have a little bit of time left in the final segment, and you got to come back. I got a whole list of questions that we're not going to get to. What I want to talk in the next part of the segment is the supply chain management and if there's a way that we can make hemp affordable to everybody else. And people are loving the bioremediation aspect of hemp. Yes, that's right, Dr. Malone. It does bioremediation. This is a cure-all for a lot of problems. And after the break, we're going to talk to Manny about the process of getting the hemp into CBD oil and what can be done to make it more accessible to the rest of the public. Thank you for hanging on with us, Manny. We'll be right back after wanting to play some more music you're going to like. That's right. I knew that. I had Dr. Feldman stood in front of me and danced on his chair during the Stray Cats concert in 85.
Sounds about right.
85. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It was 83. 83. I'm getting old. I'm forgetting. Hey, but don't forget this. Make sure you go out to Warren Henry to get your car. That's right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Go to Gainesville. They've got Audi up there. Key West, got all their great name brands down there. What do they all have in common besides being great cars? They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means you get a complimentary service loaner. They give you dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. You could take 3 days to be certain that you love your Warren Henry car, and I know you will. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best service, always the best price, always Warren Henry.
We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, make them scream and shout. Let's rock, rock.
Free on weed.
If you want to have a better memory, reduce stress in your life, get better sleep, become smarter, increase empathy, have stronger analytical skills, and improve your focus and concentration, then read a book. If your daily reading habits center around tweets, Facebook updates, or directions to microwave popcorn, then you are missing out. Reading for 15 to 20 minutes a day can reduce risk of Alzheimer's and so much more. Someone asked Bill Gates if he were given a superpower, what superpower would he choose? And here's what he said.
Being able to read super fast, that'd be nice.
That'd be huge.
So take it from one of the richest, most successful guys in the world. Pick up a book and read and improve your life.
Motivation on 880 The Biz.
It's going to be huge. It's going to be huge.
Pick up a book.
That's right. Everybody pick up a book. Hey. Also, pick up the phone and give me a call at 305-773-6300. It's already happened twice during the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Exactly. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 because I can help you with your real estate transaction. Maybe you need to sell something. Maybe you need to buy something. Maybe you just need to finance something. I can help you all the way around. I had people from out of town. They called me. They go, Jim, I need to buy a project off market. I go, I just know the guy to call. Mm-hmm. They go, is it going to take more than one phone call? I said, probably not. How many phone calls did it take? One.
Oh.
You know, I don't want to tell you how much, it's a pretty good
deal.
Don't
give out the secrets.
No, I'm not going to give out any secrets. The only secret I'm going to give out is if you give me a call at 305-773-630. When you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business, voted one of the top 10 social media influencers for real estate. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Oh, thank you, Wanda, for reminding everybody how influential I am. But the one who's really influential is our guest today, Manny Johnson. Manny's the founder of Organic Can Group up in Orlando. Manny's been a nurseryman for 30 years. He's helping the whole country and, in fact, the world discover and get pure. Oh, they're calling again. And get pure marijuana. See, Wanda, everybody wants to do business with me. I got to go turn that off. Manny, we were going to talk about the supply chain issues and the pricing in medical cannabis and getting the CBD oil prices down. Can you help me talk about that?
Of course I can. I can do the best I can, brother.
Thank you so much, sir. So now we've got the cannabis. It's in Florida. Can you grow it in Florida?
Now, are you talking about hemp? Or are you talking? I mean, cannabis is a general subject, buddy. Remember, that includes marijuana.
That's correct.
THC, CBD, and hemp.
I'm sorry. Wow. Thank you for keeping me on track, Professor Johnson. Thank you. Let's talk about just hemp. We were talking about hemp. Hemp is what they make the CBD oil out of. I'm going to have to get you back on to talk about the THC and cannabis because we won't have enough time. So talk to me about the supply chain of the CBD stuff. You know, we were talking about the purity issues, the container issues. What are some of the issues in the supply chain and how can we make it affordable to all? Because I don't think everybody can afford $100 a bottle.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to start to see as hemp has grown throughout the United States, and you're going to see this within the next couple of years. All the states now are, when President Trump signed the farm bill in December, it opened up the floodgate, basically, for the states to take over. And I will say this, I am extremely impressed with what Commissioner Freed is doing.
Oh, I'm
really taking
her.
The bull by the horns, and she is really, really being proactive with this. She's not being shy.
Thank you.
And I really, really like that because I see other states that are dragging their feet. They're making it so hard. They're making it so slow. And why they're doing it, I have no clue. Because this product, we can wear the product as shirts and pants and shoes. We can make plastic substitutes. We can build houses with it. We can, I've seen this plastic substitute. It's amazing. It is an amazing thing. You would also swear that it, like the marble countertop that was made from it, you'd swear that was marble.
You're kidding me.
Not. It's
You're
a hemp,
kidding me.
It's a hemp product.
So what's preventing the other states from being as proactive as Florida is? Is it because of the nature of the folks in charge writing the rules? Some are trying to slow it down, which we saw here in Florida for years.
Sure. That has a great deal to do with it. You've got this tremendous disconnect between the what the people want and what the legislators want and how they go about, you know, throwing their earmarks on every bill. I mean, you know, we just need to be able to have somebody. I'm hoping that Commissioner Freed will continue keeping this thing at the forefront of the people, because, you know, buddy, what I'm telling you today is nothing. I've got thousands and thousands of articles on hemp. It's an amazing thing. There is we would grow the plant, and every part of the plant we would use for something, even the roots. We would throw nothing away.
Manny, we're not going to have a whole lot of time left today. Would you make me a promise to come back in a couple of weeks? We got the 4th of July break coming up, but then, you know, sometime in July, we'll get you back on and we'll talk about all this other stuff. And by then, maybe we'll have some more hemp regulations we could talk about in Florida.
Be happy to. But, you know, let me just be real quick with this.
Yeah, no, I want to get your one last thought. Give me the one good thing.
Okay, every state is different. Their departments of agriculture are going about this in a different way. So we're not having any congruent, okay? Florida, I think you're going to start to see, I think Commissioner Freed is going to open this thing up. This is going to revolutionize Florida after the loss of the citrus industry.
That's what
it's
I wanted to know.
It's going to be an amazing thing.
This is going to revolutionize the state of Florida. This is going to take us back to being a top agricultural state. I want to thank you so much, Manny Johnson. Manny Johnson, founder. He's the founder of Organicam up in Orlando. Manny, thank you so much and for being our expert. And Wanda and I will connect with you. We'll get you back on in July, I promise, sir.
Okay, buddy. You have a great 4th. And to all your listeners out there, I hope you were able to learn something today. And just, you know, keep writing your congressman and keep reading.
Definitely. Oh,
keep
thank
listening
you.
To Jim.
Thank you so much, Manny. Best part, we saved that for last. You're the best. I want to give a shout out to our first responders here on the 4th of July weekend. Please don't drive drunk. Take Uber, take Lyft. Don't make the lives of our first responders at risk or anybody else's. Everybody stay safe. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive. Larry, thank you for listening today. You're the man. The NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated, I'm sorry, Becca. Turkel Brands, hey, High Five Bruce, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. And of course, I want to thank you for listening today. You're the most valuable person on the radio show. You are our listener. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, at Jim Freed, at Freed on Business is the show. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, website keeps getting thousands of hits. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on our webpage, freedonbusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for the replay of this show on Tuesday. And then next week, 4th of July, we've got a special show on real estate technology. Why do I do this? Because I love it. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, the rest of the show is yours.